Well, welcome back to another interview session here with Coach Ben Barr, Maine Men's Hockey. Maine coming off a weekend with 6 points, beating Northeastern and beating UMass. You had a lot of guys down. You had to short shift some people at times, but I think you got to be happy.
Yeah, I think the guys, we did what we had to do to pull those games out. You know, we scored some net front goals. Goals haven't been easy for us in the second half, and so you have to find a way to manufacture them, and I think we did that, you know, to get to, I mean, it was, you know, basically 2-1. We get empty netter there on Friday, and then Sunday we found a way to get 3. So definitely happy with how hard the guys worked.
On the defensive side, much better keeping guys away from the front of the net than maybe a little bit recently. Albie had to bail one when that didn't happen, but your defense, you've had guys that were hurt that have come back. Do you like where they are now?
I thought our decor, for the most part, played well. I mean, you get production from Holt and Jurasevic and Brazil, you know, and Chabry is obviously capable of doing it. You know, that's helpful. If they get pucks through from the point and they're good in our zone, that's what you're asking from. We're not asking them from those guys to go out and win the game individually, but when you add those things up and you have 4 or 5 guys back there that are going and playing their best hockey, then it becomes hard. We become hard to play against.
Jerry York used to call this time of the year trophy time. Obviously, the bean pot for the teams down there, which was an interesting first couple of games yesterday. You've got, you know, league championships, and you've got people are already starting to think about things happening after this. I know you're going to tell me you're focused one day at a time because that's what you have to do. But do you feel among the kids that there's an excitement that they're getting towards the end of the season where they're going to start playing really important games?
I don't think we do try not to get to those. You know, every day is just another day for us, and especially with how we're, and this has been true for 4 years since our staff has been here, and we're just trying to get a little bit better every day. That becomes harder to do as it's easier to go from really bad to okay, and then, you know, okay to good is tougher, but then getting to that next level is very, very hard, and that's been a battle we've been fighting all year. The guys want it, they understand what it takes, but, you know, we're not, with all the injuries and some guys, you know, this time it's been really hard for us to think of anything besides just today, and that's actually probably a really good thing.
Yeah. UMass, big physical, wanted to play that kind of a game. It's just they were trying to get under your guys' skin. I thought that the team handled that part of it really well.
Yeah, we stayed pretty disciplined. I thought we had a really good start to the game. I thought UMass got better as it went along. But we didn't give up much. You know, they had some time in our zone, which is fine. Like, you know, we have to be able to defend too, and that's been a struggle for us, you know, especially at home. We're used to playing in the other team's offensive zone. We have to play in our zone. We've had a lot of breakdowns that have cost us goals, like one of individual breakdowns that have cost us goals. And we didn't have as much of that this weekend, which was good. But, yeah, both those games were two really hard-fought games.
When you look at the rest of the schedule, You go away this weekend, come back. We're closing down. Are you able to get more guys in when everybody's healthy now? Do you feel like if your whole team was healthy, everybody would get a chance to play for the most part?
Well, we've had guys. Right now, it's just we're just playing the guys. The guys that we got. You know, William Wasikowski's playing forward. He's a defenseman, so it's, you know, we're at that point right now a little bit where we're just trying to get a lineup out there. You know, we're hoping we get some guys back, but that's no guarantee. So, you know, we're going to make do with who we have, and really, it's can our culture carry us forward, regardless of who's in our lineup. And that's, you know, obviously Lyndon has been out for a long time. Yeah. He's a huge loss. Charlie Russell's been out now for a couple weekends. That's a big loss. He's a very good player. Anthony Calafiore plays a lot for us. He's a role player, but he's a very important part of our culture. So now the next guys are our responsibility is those guys to pick up and carry forward. And so far, okay, can we keep building?
Crowd was very surprised and excited to see Kearney get his first game in a long, long time. I mean, he obviously has the hockey IQ. He knows how to play the game. He did look a little rusty, a little slower. If you get everybody back, is he going to continue to be somebody you can use?
I thought he was fine. Like, it's hard that he hasn't played a game in over a year and a half, you know, so that's, you know, you're not asking him to go out and win the game for you. And I thought he was fine. You know, he's a guy that everybody loves. So I think it actually, regardless how much he played, it actually gave our team a big boost because he's such a good kid and he works so hard. He's gone through a lot with surgeries, injuries. He hasn't really been able to buy a break since his freshman year. And he's definitely a player every week where if we need him to play, he'll play, you know. And every time he's in there, he's one of those guys that gives you a little extra energy.
Well, Hockey East has a whole bunch of people ranked in the top 20. You're going down to see another top 10 team this weekend in Providence. Schneider Arena, tough place to play always. It's a good home thing. And wish you the best with that. And it's been a great season so far. And you've overcome a lot. And I hope that it keeps rolling.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.